His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Well, here we go, folks. This is Artie Fisher here with Josh Hadley, and guess what? You are listening to the very first episode of Heart Attack that we're recording on May 1st, 2013. We're trying to get a jump on our launch date, which you'll probably be listening to this on May 11th. Lots of crazy stuff is going on, lots of good stuff. I really didn't expect to get my own show. It's kind of crazy, Josh. I mean, were you expecting this when you invited me on to What the Fuck?
No, I wasn't. And technically, this is a spinoff of What the Fuck, so technically, I'm still the boss. Ha ha!
That's right. Josh Hadley is the producer of Heart Attack, and he is the mastermind behind this. You guys may have thought, ooh, why did Josh bring this crazy motherfucker on my show? But as it went, we kind of built up a pretty good audience there, and now here we are with our very first Heart Attack. And I'm feeling pretty fucking good. I mean, normally Heart Attack is about me bitching and moaning about something with Josh, but frankly, I'm feeling really fucking good. I'm really excited about doing this show. I've been sitting in my office today going through music. What are we going to play on the show? I'm going to be playing a lot of bands that I work with, bands that I knew, indie bands that you've heard of. We're going to play some cool tunes. We're going to talk about a lot of cool shit that you might not have heard about on What the Fuck. We're going to continue Heart Attack on What the Fuck. And, you know, thank you for keeping me on What the Fuck, too, Josh.
It was more of the thing I was afraid of, in all honesty, was he's going to get his own show and then he's going to leave What the Fuck. Oh, crap. But you didn't do
it. Well, I think, like, What the Fuck will be interesting. It'll be interesting what we do with the Heart Attack segment. Because, you know, it's a bitch when you've only got 10 minutes or 15 minutes to try to get through some of the big, big stuff we've been dealing with on Heart Attack.
And that's the thing that this show, that this hour-long Heart Attack, is going to open up more. Like you already talked about, there's going to be music. You'll be able to bring on guests. You being in L.A., you might be able to get some interesting guests. We're going to be able to talk about a diverse number of topics in the same episode. Maybe we'll devote one segment to yelling about something and another segment to telling you about something really cool you guys might not have known about.
Yeah, and, you know, straight up, I'm going to hit you with something positive right off the bat. I got to see Danzig and Doyle's 25th anniversary show at the Fox Theater in Pomona on Saturday night. God damn, it was fucking awesome. It was goddamn magic, dude. It was so fucking great. So if there's anybody out there and you're thinking about whether or not you should see the show as Glenn tours around the country this year, definitely go catch him. Go catch him live. He's an amazing legend. I'm so happy to have that guy as a friend of mine. And the shows that they put on, the audience and the crowd that's there, it's really fucking amazing. And I highly recommend this. I'm still dealing with my hangover from the PBR and Jaeger.
And see, I saw your photos of it, and I've never seen Danzig live. I've seen the Misfits in the Michael Graves era twice. No, three times, mm-hmm. actually. But I never saw the Danzig era. Sam Hain came to my area, if Milwaukee, which is a three-hour one-way drive, counts as my area. That came here once, but I was not able to get off work. And on this new tour, he's not coming anywhere closer than mid-Illinois, so it's a good six-hour one-way drive, and that's just not doable.
Yeah, that's a bit of a bitch, man, because it's a hell of a thing to see these guys now, because what I think is happening is, you know, it's Doyle, and so they're doing, like, Misfit sets, and they're doing sets of Danzig. Tommy Prong is, like, the Danzig guitar player, and Doyle was, like, the Misfits guitar player. So I think the two of them, I mean, come on, guitar players are fucking peacocks from hell. They're very competitive. So I've seen Glenn a lot over the last few years. Man, they're getting better every time I see him. Tommy Prong, his guitar is getting more and more wicked. Doyle is just a monster. The dude is a monster. And you know what? It's a really cool guy. Just hanging out backstage with him. He's really down to earth. It's a hell of a thing hanging out with a dude that dwarfs me.
I urinated next to him once when I saw him in Green Bay. I just, before the show, I go.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people urinate when they see Doyle coming.
No. See, I was actually going into the bathroom, and I start using the urinal, and guess who pulls up right in the urinal next to me? All in costume, there's Doyle, and I'm just pissing, and it's like, I'm thinking to myself, is it inappropriate to say hello or just let him pee and get back to the stage?
And you know what? Let me tell you guys at home, it is inappropriate to bother a star when he's taking a piss. It is totally inappropriate to slide something under the fucking doorway when the guy's taking a dump and dropping the kids off at the pool. You should leave them alone. Let them take a piss. Let them take a dump in peace. Bother them when they're washing their hands and they're drying them, okay? Wait till they're done handling their fucking dick before you talk to them. That's just an insider's perspective for you if you're going to run into a famous guy. And I made that mistake myself. I was drunk and at a horror convention, and Lo Pan from Big Trouble in Little China was taking a whiz next to me. And yeah, I did the faux pas. I love you in Big Trouble in Little China. Da, 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 da. Oh, God.
a friend of mine, actually, he said he didn't do this, but he seriously considered it. He was at the urinal, and Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters was next to him, peeing, and he was going to lean over and go, "Don't cross the streams." He said he was like a cunt hair away from doing it, but something in his better judgment said, "Don't."
Yeah, I know that when I was a guest at South by Southwest, and they had the premiere of, the hell was that? The Source Code. The Source Code had its premiere there. And who's the dude who starred in that? The young guy.
I'm not familiar with that movie, so I can't help you with that one.
Source Code? Yeah. Actually, a really good thriller. Really cool movie to check out. And he was in, I'm totally blowing it. But the lead from that film, he was there for the premiere, and they had a whole thing in the bathroom where he's sitting there taking a whiz, and some dude is whizzing next to him, staring at his cock to the point where he's like, "Hey, would you please stop staring at my fucking cock?"
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy.
I IMDb'd him.
Thank you. Thank you. So I don't look like too much of a jackass.
Well, you know, it's just sometimes it's weird. Like when I saw the Misfits in Green Bay, they were playing at a tiny little club. There was a porno store that shared the alley with this club. So the tour bus is out in the alley. So we're going out and getting Michael Graves' autograph and everything. And there's people coming in and out of the back door of the porno store. Some guy saw his math teacher coming out with a big stack of magazines.
I knew a dude who worked at a video store in Champaign, Illinois, and he got out of some traffic violations because he had all of his judge, the judge on his case, he had all his homosexual gay porn rental records.
We used to have, there was a porno store here in the 90s, was run by a pre-op tranny that was just always made you feel uncomfortable going in there.
A pre-op tranny. Does a pre-op tranny make you a little nervous, Josh?
Considering that she still looked like a dude, yes. And then there was also, when she wasn't there, there was an old guy that was always watching Star Trek The Next Generation tapes behind the counter, which is just weird. Going into a porno store and you hear Captain Picard and Wesley Crusher, and you just go, something's not right about that.
Well, dude, did you hear about the transgender person that wanted to fight Ronda Rousey in the UFC?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. There's a dude who has gotten the chop, and he's had his sexual reassigned surgery. He did this at 31, right? So this is a 31-year-old dude who's been training in the martial arts his whole life and was a professional fighter with kids. He has his sex chop, and now he's fighting women, right? Like, okay, I don't care if you got your dick cut off. You're still a dude. You could play pretend all you want, and hey, I'm all for gay rights. I'm all for a homosexual marriage. You guys are entitled to the same misery that other married people have. Go right ahead. Go for it. Knock yourself out. But if you want me to pretend that just because somebody had some surgery, they're a girl, the chromosomes don't lie, motherfucker. That's still a dude. And he had surgery, and he wanted to go in the ring and fight Ronda Rousey. A fighter named Matt Mitrione from Chicago. I really like Matt's stuff, and I think he's fucking hilarious. He shot off his mouth about, you know, how he wondered if the women that got beat up by this guy in the ring were going to get filed with hate crimes for a man beating up a woman. And he said all this stuff, and they suspended him. Like, they gave him an indefinite suspension for a little while. And I'm thinking, why? He's only saying what everybody feels. It's not appropriate for a dude to get a sex change and then start beating up women. I mean, that's a guy who's got a real problem with women. You must be really mad at chicks that you get a sex change so you can fucking kick their ass.
Well, do you remember that reality show, 2004, 2005, The Search for the Next Elvira?
I didn't see it.
Well, what it basically was is Elvira was retiring, and she was looking to kind of franchise herself for, like, fake Elviras you can send out throughout the country in October, and it was a reality show to find the perfect next Elvira. One of the people that made it to the finals for some, I think probably just for the, hey, this is funny reason, was a transgender dude. And I'm going, you know what? I love Elvira. If you franchised Elvira, I would not want that Elvira at my signing, would you? A dude?
It's pretty funny. I don't really have a problem with cross-dressing. I just don't. But the issue where you've gotten a sex change and you want to go beat up women and be sanctioned by an athletic commission, that's where it gets kind of nuts for me, because there was an issue in the New York City Comic Con. There was a gentleman who dressed like Catwoman, and he was a transvestite. I don't know if this person had the chop. My understanding was they were a transvestite, and they were dressed, this gentleman was dressed like Catwoman. And at the time, the guy who drew Catwoman was all over this fucking dude.
Would that be the Jim Valiant era?
That's the Jim Valiant era. And this happened to Jim, and Jim was married at the time, and Jim's drooling all over this dude. And so one of the fellow editors, and he's like, I'll draw a sketch for you. Oh, yeah. And then out of nowhere, his editor at DC is like, oh, you going to include that Adam's apple? And Jim Ballant freaked out so much, he threw such a hissy fit that he had this poor guy thrown out of the show.
And see, yeah. That's overreaction.
I think it's total overreaction. It's not like this person had their ass hanging out or anything like that, like you see now with people with the G-string and this chick's ass is right at kid height, you know, her vagina is right in his fucking face. It's hilarious. It's not like that. He just was upset that he was sexually turned on by a dude dressed as a chick. That really bothered him. And that just makes me laugh. And then that person came back dressed as Storm the next year. You know, I got pictures with the guy and everything. It was funny.
Speaking of Comic Cons, did you see that rather uplifting story? I don't remember if it was San Diego or which Comic Con it was, where like a 6-year-old kid got lost. He got separated from his dad somehow. And he went up to one of the ladies dressed as Wonder Woman and dressed as the Flash, and asked them for help, and they were really nice about it. The reason he trusted them, he's been reading their comics his whole life. And keep in mind, he's only 6, so he knows them. He didn't,
wow.
Like, you know, he didn't realize that they're just people in costumes. That's kind of uplifting that they kind of played into the roles of Flash and Wonder Woman. And I don't know if they were just cosplayers or sanctioned by DC, but they helped get him to the PA and find the kid's dad and everything. And I thought, that's really cool.
That is pretty cool, man, because you know what? Children are so helpless. We as adults, you know, we read comic. I grew up reading comic books, and that's the whole thing. You know, great power brings great responsibilities. And we as adults, that's kind of our gig, you know, helping kids out, helping people out. That's what we should be about, not this constant get ahead crap.
I just saw the blurb of it. Somebody posted it on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, that's a nice, uplifting, positive story there. All right, I'll go with that.
Fans are sitting here at home going, you know, I turned in for heart attack for some yelling and screaming. I don't know what's up with all this good cheer.
Hey, next segment, we'll get to some yelling and screaming. Just relax, okay?
I'm just so damn happy. I got to say, Todd, wherever you're at, I'm really happy to be doing this hour-long show. I've been sitting here thinking about what I'm going to cover, what guests I'm going to have on. For the folks at home, I'm bringing on an ex-police officer and expert in interrogations, Fred Wolf. That's right. Fred Wolf is going to be coming on board, heart attack. He's going to be working as one of my researchers. You know, he's one of the guys who has a real handle on this town, and Fred is a skilled interrogator, and he has a real hard-on to go after political corruption, because let's face it, we're being bled to death by corruption in this country. It's unrelenting, the corruption from the top down. It's all about, I'm going to get mine and fuck you. And that's just fucking nuts. And so Fred's coming on board to be a regular guest. I'm going to be bringing on a new tech guy. This tech guy really, really knows his shit. And the stuff that he's been telling me about the hacker war that's happening around the world, because if you didn't know it, folks, there is a cyber war happening right now, and our government's right in the middle of it. Our corporations are right in the middle of it. There's a lot of crazy stuff happening. And that's the kind of thing we're going to talk about on Heart Attack. But in the meantime, me and Josh, we're going to take a little piss break. We're going to be back right after Danzig can't speak.
can't stop, can't talk, can't do anything I want, can't help or change your mind, gonna let the dog my soul inside, come on, can't stop, can't talk, can't stop all the reader comes, so our love, I told him all about it, can't talk cause I'm already lost the scene. Can't think, can't cry, keep thinking of suicide, but it's hard, I just can't forget it, I'm going big cause I'm already dead at home. Can't hurt, can't trust, don't care if I live or die, I don't talk, I just can't believe it, going big cause I'm already dead at home. Believe in a thing I see. Oh no, I don't wanna get it. Gotta leave all I live to regret. I can't stop, I can't lie, can't go anywhere to hide. Cause I can't think, I can't cry, I keep thinking of a suicide.
Welcome back. We're back to Heart Attack. I'm Josh Hadley. With me, of course, Hart Fisher, the Hart in Heart Attack.
Oh, yeah.
If people aren't familiar with me, which is difficult, but since I'm everywhere.
Ooh, Mr. Josh Hadley, famous guy.
Yeah, funny how I can't find a job to pay me to do any of this. But I also work at geekjuicemedia.com, and I have my weekly column there, Sanity is Razor Thin. Well, let's just say this week, Hart, was a bit of a shocker. We had a bit of controversy over this week's Sanity.
You mean on the pop culture? I mean, most people at home who aren't listening to Geek Juice, it's a show that I've been on a couple times, and it's much more about pop culture. It's not like a super political show. So what could you have gotten into trouble on Geek Juice with?
See, on Geek Juice, the weekly column that I write is about pop culture normally or societal trends. But this week, I kind of lost my temper at the Republicans, and I went very political. And I basically accused them of gearing this country up for a civil war so they can jockey for better position in 2016 to whichever bobblehead they decide to run. Okay, normally Sanity gets about 1,000 hits a week. This article had been up for less than 8 hours, and we'd already had more than 4,000 views on it. And poor Alex Jowski had all these people telling him basically, you know what? Your site's a liberal-leaning piece of shit. I'm done with you. One guy said, why don't you just change the logo to a fucking picture of Obama while you're at it? Another one said, I didn't realize this site was all liberal. I'm fucking out of here.
And that's absolutely ridiculous, because if you haven't heard Josh or me, I question everybody who's in power. I'm the furthest thing from a Democrat. I'm the furthest thing from a fucking Republican. I am a free thinker. I think about the situation in front of me. People that immediately go, well, I'm a Christian, so that's going to designate how I handle the situation. You're a fucking fool. You should think on your feet, because every fight in the ring is different. Every round is different. It's not the same. It's different. So what the fuck happened? I mean, what did you write about?
Just what I said. The civil war that I believe the Republicans are gearing us up for, how they're intentionally tanking the country so that they can go, well, now look, our guy, whatever bobblehead they end up running, can be able to fix this. It's the same way that they blame Obama for everything that's wrong when they're the ones who won't let Obama fix anything. And then they sit back and go, see, he's not fixing anything.
You know what, man? I got to kind of agree with you, yet at the same time, I want to take it deeper, because we touched on this on a heart attack on what the fuck. And my feeling is very simply, our government has been bought out. The Republicans are only doing what their corporate masters have told them to do. And what we have here is a shell game. Obama has been an amazing disappointment to me, yet at the same time, I feel that, oh my God, how big would I have been cornholed if Romney had gotten in? Because what's happening is, my feeling is that the powers that be behind the scenes, using elections as a barometer to how far they can push the American people before they balk at something. And I feel constantly that they are checking to see what they can get away with, because right now, I don't believe people are truly understanding how bad everything has been bought out, with the unlimited ability of corporations to make political contributions. They have bought out our government. There is no limit to their contributions. Do you understand? I mean, you get what I'm saying, Josh.
Yeah.
Can contribute any amount of money.
It's one nation under the dollar. This is a nation of lobbyists. We don't have representatives anymore. We have lobbyists who we call representatives. It's not the same thing.
I've been working to understand more about the political system in the last couple of months, and I've been getting involved in my local politics. And one of the scams I've seen is I'm seeing that, let's face it, guys, there's not a lot of good jobs out there. It's pretty difficult for regular people finding good jobs. I really feel like half the reasonable jobs have been shipped out of this country to other countries in the name of better stock prices, in the name of performing for a little bit more profit for their stockholders, instead of creating a real company that's really going to employ people and be around for a long, long time. It seems like people are out for the fast buck. The most insidious part about unlimited corporate donations is very simply, a Mexican drug lord can create American corporations and put his own politicians in to get them the big government contracts. I found out that the price quote here in my little town, they're talking about removing vehicle lanes from the biggest, most heavily trafficked streets in my neighborhood and creating fire hazards, emergency response times are down, traffic is up, car pollution is up, and it's going right into the neighborhood. And this is, I couldn't figure out why are they doing this? What is this about? But you know what? It's all about the money. And I found out that whoever gets the job of removing the vehicle lane and putting in the bike lane, they're going to get paid, looks like $55,000 a mile. Do you really think it's going to cost $55,000 to lay down some paint on a street in 1 mile? Do you really think it cost $55,000 to paint the street?
No, but didn't that kind of happen in the LA in the 50s? Wasn't there the big thing about trying to put the big freeway in that they were basically the mob was in charge of that?
Criminal activities are happening right now. They're a big part of our government. And so while all those fucking jackasses ranted about, ooh, the Republicans are trying to start a civil war, you're a fucking lefty. They are trying to get people to be violent, because the facts of the matter are very simple, guys. COINTELPRO was an actual government program in which the FBI infiltrated peace movements and other counterculture movements in the 60s and the 70s, and they sought to make them into violent organizations. And the reason why they wanted to turn them violent was because then they could arrest them, put them in jail, and shut them the fuck up. If you think that's not happening now, you're a fucking fool. You're a fucking fool. The government lies to us, guys. They lie to us on a regular basis. This isn't nothing new. The CIA gave American citizens, without knowing it, LSD. The American government gave Air Force men, black Air Force men, syphilis without telling them so they could study them across the course of their life. They are doing experiments and shit to us that we are not told about. They've signed legislation that makes Monsanto a major, major food producer that is banned from Russia, banned from Peru, and banned from France for causing cancer. But in America, they get a free pass. Here in America, the bankers are getting a free pass. Here in America, I just read a whole thing all about Medicare fraud and how the government won't even start checking into it until you've hit the 500,000 mark of fraud. But they want to listen to us. They want to tune into us. They want to eavesdrop on every American. But they won't bother investigating Medicare fraud until it hits the 500,000 mark. It's fucking crazy. I think that people should get online and they should go check it out. The LA Weekly just had a major article about Medicare fraud. That's a great place to go and read about it. It will stun you. It will blow your mind. And as far as these people attacking you, Josh, they're fucking idiots, man. They're idiots. I don't know if, like, it's a major agenda of the Republican Party to make this happen, Josh. My feeling is there are people behind the scenes that are manipulating things for their own profit and their own ability to enforce power. Power and control and money. So these people that blew up your thing, did Alex yank your article?
No, and that's the thing. Alex, when I signed on to Geek Juice, Alex promised he would never censor me, and he never has. He just made me aware of the hoopla that was the shitstorm that was brewing up around it. He said he never even thought of censoring me, because not only would that make him look bad, but that's also a pussy way to go. Fucking man up. You know what made me the most mad about this, though, Hart? Was everyone going over my head. I did not get a single negative comment sent to me. And my email is on that column just like Alex's is. They all went to Alec to deal with this. Went over my head. That pisses me the fuck off.
That didn't get him anywhere, did it?
No, it didn't. It just made me madder.
Fuck them.
You guys didn't like
this anger.
Week's column? Wait till you see next week's.
See, I don't think it's all the Republicans, man. I think that it's the same people behind both parties. Because when you look at their actual policies and their actual party platforms, they're eerily similar. And if I remember right, wasn't there a video from the Republican National Conference and the Democratic National Conference in which they had a verbal vote on whether or not they were going to add some Israeli policies? And there was a verbal vote, and they all said, no! And the Republican leadership said, oh, that sounded like a yay to me. And the Democrats did the same goddamn thing.
They don't listen to their constituents. See, to me, the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans are the Republicans, to use a little bit of alliteration, fucking evil. The Democrats are just completely useless and spineless. That, to me, is the difference between the two parties. Just like you, I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am a true independent. I think both parties are stupid, and I think our ignorant adherence to this two-party system is what will bring this country to a civil war. Think about it, Hart. This country has never been more divided than it is now. Not even during the real civil war.
I don't feel that this country... Here's the thing. I got a pretty good fucking memory. I remember being a child. I've been reading the newspaper since I was a child. I was an honor roll student. I was supposed to be a chemical engineer, not the crazy motherfucker that I am. The brains didn't go nowhere. This is a big country. Big. You can't get... It's every state is like its own country. And so people have differing opinions about what we want, where we want to go. It's hard to form a consensus sometimes. And people like to play everybody off against each other while they do something really nasty. This whole thing, like the Boston Marathon bombing, it sucks. It's terrible. You haven't heard me talk about it, have you, Josh? Let me tell you why I haven't talked about the Boston Marathon. They are trying to ram bullshit down our throat. Now, for me to say bullshit is that people die every day, and it sucks when an American event is blown up. It sucks when a rave in Israel is blown up. It sucks when a movie theater in Chechnya is blown up. It sucks. But let me tell you something about terrorism, folks. Terrorism is about using fear to manipulate people to get a reaction. Terror has a purpose. The idea of terror is to change your behavior through fear. So they're trying to get us all afraid of everybody and everything. Well, let me tell you, kids, you haven't been alive on this earth that long. We have a very young audience listening. Terrorists have been all around forever. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to disappear because there's new legislation. If you go to England, where they have more terrorism than we do, their cops don't even have fucking guns. If you go to Israel, where they have far more terrorism than we do, they don't have the same security apparatus at the airport. They don't. This is about other things. The corporations that are trying to pass CISPA that would allow them to spy on you, that would allow them to hack you, they'd be able to go into your computer without your permission and blow up your friggin' computer just because they felt like it, just because they perceived a threat. And this is in the legislation that the House passed, okay? And nobody is talking about it. They're using the bombing to distract you.
I mean, yes, I agree with you. It was a tragedy, and it is something that I wish hadn't happened. But these people are focusing, and by people, I mean just your average Americans.
The media. It's the media. It's not even the average American. This is the media ramming this down their throat. They have an agenda. The corporate head says, this is the news for the day, and they ram it down your throat. Instead of discussing legislation in the House and the Senate that would change the life of every American citizen in this fucking country, they don't want you to think about that. They don't want you to talk about that. But guess what? We are. That's what shows like this are all about. We're here to tell you the things that are not being talked about in the media. You know, I run a horror network. For people that might not know, my main gig is I'm the head of American Horrors. And American Horrors is the best uncut 24 hours a day, 7 days a week horror channel. And we've been working on launching a news division. I've been putting a lot of time into it, a lot of thought of it. And the whole idea was real world horrors, what you should really be afraid of. Forget about the horse shit that they try to get you scared of, like, oh, I don't know, the mugger down on the corner. How about we talk about all that mercury in your canned tuna that pregnant housewives eat and have birth defects from all the mercury in their tuna from coal-burning plants? Talk about that. Let's talk about all the cancer rates from Monsanto's food. How come nobody on TV is discussing the fact that Monsanto, the largest food corporation in America, is banned from Russia, is banned from Peru, is banned from France? Why? Because their genetically modified food gives people cancer. It fucks them up. Now, oh, you're saying, Hart, how could you say that? Because I read the data, because I read the testing. And fuck the polling. Fuck polling. Polling is bullshit. Anytime you hear what the polls say, that's just what the corporation is trying to steer you towards. But Josh and I think it's time for us to take a little break. It's time for us to go take a whiz, refill my wine, come back, and complain some more.
Hi, I'm Hart D. Fisher, and normally right about now, you'd be listening to some commercials. This is our commercial break on Heart Attack. But today, I want to give a shout out to my friend John at Galco Soda Pop Stop. I go to his store to get all my favorite wines and my favorite sodas that are really hard to find, and now you can too. You can find them online at sodapopstop.com. That's right, sodapopstop.com. SodapopStop.com. Go check it out. Get some cool sodas for yourself. And in the meantime, unfortunately, I'm going to give a little rest in peace here. I'm a big Slayer fan, as most people who listen to the show probably already are. When you run a show called American Horrors, yeah, people assume things about you. So I want to give a shout out, Jeff Hanneman, wherever you are. I hope you rest in peace, and I hope the guys in Slayer keep trundling on. With that in mind, this is my all-time favorite Slayer song. It's called Bloodline, and I think it speaks for itself.
Welcome back to Heart Attack, guys. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. As if Josh didn't have enough fucking shows to produce. I mean, Jesus Christ, you're doing What the Fuck, which is your show. You're doing Radiodrome. You're doing Lost in the Static. And you're on motherfucking Geek Juice. I thought I was fucking busy, Josh.
And I'm starting a porno one called Cinema. And I'm starting a comic book one called Thoom.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I just got to find a way to get paid to do this now. It's sickening. I give hours of entertainment every week. Some of you could pay me for it.
You're going to have to start up an Indiegogo page. Josh needs a ham sandwich.
Well, speaking of hours of entertainment, I have been watching American Horrors, and I'm not trying to turn this into a promo, but you do have a lot of really good shit on the channel. Can you tell people who maybe are unfamiliar with American Horrors what it is?
Essentially, I run a horror channel. It's you know, in the future, guys, smart TVs, pretty much everybody I know who's under 30, most of them don't have cable, and most of them watch Netflix Beyond or Hulu. I am lucky enough to be working with Alki David. Alki David is the heir to the Coca-Cola bottling empire in Europe, and he is a radical, a total, total radical. And what he has done is he's created a thing called filmon.com. That's FILMON.com. And if you're drinking, here comes the self-promotion. Because of Alki, we've been able to launch American Horrors. We've been on the air for over a year. You can watch for free. That's right. You can watch American Horrors for free. We show feature-length horror films, short horror films, music videos, and man, I have been signing a lot of amazing independent content. We got female horror directors. We've got rock dudes working with us. We got Slayer coming to American Horrors. We already got Danzig on American Horrors, because I don't know if people at home know, but on Sundays, we play uncut Danzig videos, including the adult version of Juju Bone and the adult version of On a Wicked Night from the last album, Death Red Sabbath. It's all there on Sundays. Satanic horror films you can't find anywhere else. And that's the thing, man. You're not going to find Nightmare on Elm Street on my fucking channel, because frankly, you could fucking see that anywhere. You're not going to see Child's Play or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Let the corporate horror assholes who just want to take your money and don't give a fuck about horror, let them play that shit. I'm playing really cool, cool stuff. Like for May, I'm bringing in a great old John Saxon film, Invasion of the Flesh Hunters. Good luck on finding that one.
Is that the one that's also known as Cannibal Apocalypse, the one where he's a nom vet that starts eating his neighbor?
That's the one.
Okay, I've got that as Cannibal Apocalypse. That movie is... Ah, parts of that one. when he's tearing out her belly button with his teeth? Oh, fuck, does that make me creep me out. Oh.
Yeah, we're playing a ton. If you're a horror fan and you're going, well, what am I missing? What haven't I seen? I'm playing this stuff you can't see on Encore. You can't see the horror films I play on HBO. They're not on HBO. They're only on American Horrors.
I recently saw Legend of Boggy Creek on there. I love Boggy Creek. Most people don't know. That's the movie that basically kicked off the Bigfoot craze of the 70s. It was this tiny little independent film made for about $100,000, and it became the third highest grossing film of that year.
Dude, and then, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the next year, there were 8 Bigfoot films made. There were none before this. Legend of Boggy Creek kicked off what we think of from the early 70s Bigfoot craze, and it's a genuinely scary movie if you can get past the goofy kind of hickish songs in it.
I think it's pretty fucking cool. I really dug it. We're playing cheesy The Capture of Bigfoot with Arctic Hunters hunting down Bigfoot. They're like snow Bigfoot.
Yeah, a guy I used to work with at an old TV station, his dad worked on that movie. He actually met the guy I worked with was a little kid. He's got a photo of him on the set with the Bigfoot.
Very cool, dude. We're playing stuff like that. A really cool satanic Karen Black film called The Picks, which is great, about hookers and Satanists. Lots of cool, cool shit on American Horrors. And did you get a chance to see our Christmas special? Because if you haven't been listening to Heart Attack, we did an American Horrors Christmas on Easter Sunday.
Because that's just the way Heart rolls.
Hell yeah, man. I mean, otherwise it's fucking boring. And now I'm going to be doing this radio thing. I'm really floating on air. And you know what I'm laughing about, dude, that's really cracking me up? Take a guess.
With you, I'm a little bit of afraid to guess.
Let me put it this way. I've been fucked over by a lot of lying douchebags. Gee, imagine working in Hollywood and people have lied to me. Imagine that.
Don't tarnish my image of Hollywood heart.
Yeah, right? So all those dickheads, all those scumbags that have fucked me over in the last couple of years, they're all calling again. They're all looking to get into the party. They've been hearing about American Horrors. They've been hearing about all the people I'm working with. And they want to come back. And you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck Fangoria Magazine. Fuck Rue Morgue. You guys can suck the shit out of my ass when it's hot and steaming. If you don't understand who I am and what I'm about, I'm a being of war. War. I like to fight. Fighting's fucking fun for me. You want to troll me on the internet? Great, go ahead. You want to go on to ComicCon.com panels and talk about how I didn't really testify at my girlfriend's murder trial at three different trials? It's a public record. You talk your shit. You go right ahead and talk all the shit you want, because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you write about me on the web. I don't give a fuck what you write about me on the panels. I'm a different breed of creator. I'm here to bury an axe in your fucking face and laugh and then piss on your mouth when you're screaming, you stupid cunt. So if you think you're going to fuck with me online and get me upset. Oh, man, I got a lot of steaming shit for you to eat. A lot of steaming shit for you to eat. Because things are going real good, man. Things are going great, and I am loving it that these douchebags are trying to get back into the party that they pissed on before.
You can't piss on hospitality, to quote Troll.
No, man. You know what's funny? We just found out just the other week, okay, Philmon has 500 channels. That's right, 500 channels. Channels like Al Jazeera, BBC News, NBC Sports, the UFC, they're all on there. There's a lot of really great channels on there and a lot of public broadcast channels, a lot of broadcast networks. Guess what? American Horrors is kicking their fucking ass. With the total press blackout in the horror community on American Horrors, that's right, Fango has refused to write about us, Rue Morgue has refused to write about us, major online horror sites have refused to write about us, but guess what, fuck faces? We're in the top 48. Out of 500 channels in the middle of a media blackout, we're in the top 48 channels. So you could suck the shit right out of my ass, you cunts. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. You cannot stop this revolution. It's going to get bigger, bloodier, and better every fucking day. That's what I'm about.
No, and I am glad that I am on board for this, that I am being, I will ride your coattails the whole way. I'm happy with that, okay?
Well, I don't consider you riding any coattails, Josh, because you've been here working with me. You've been really great to work with. I'm very happy that you brought me on board, what the fuck, and now I've got this opportunity to do this radio show. Because you know what? We don't really talk about the numbers. We don't really broadcast our numbers here at jackaloperadio.com, but it's not 100 people listening. Not 1,000
people. It's a lot more
listening.
Than that. It's a lot more
it's
than that.
It's way fucking more. We are on top of a serious real-world horror revolution. People are sick of the bullshit they're being fed. They're sick of the corporate mentality. And I am, too. That's a big part of why I started American Horrors. American Horrors is not just a horror network. I'm here to conquer the horror world the way Walt Disney owns kids. You want to think of me? I'm the evil dark Disney. And Disney worked with Nazi rocket scientists. Disney was a spy for the United States. That guy next to me is a candy-ass fucking pussy. I am here to take over horror like no motherfucker ever has. And if you get in my way, I'm going to bury you, man, and I'm going to dance while you scream and I throw dirt in your fucking mouth. So when you tune into American Horrors, it's not just a fucking TV channel. It's a goddamn revolution. It's the real-world horror revolution, and the revolution will be broadcast. It will be televised. It is on American Horrors at www.filmon.com. And for those that have a problem with, I don't know, phonetics, that's fucking FILMON.com. Now, if you want to follow me online, you can catch me. I'm actually on goddamn Twitter. I don't tweet all day, but I'm on Twitter. Just look for me, @Hart_Fisher, @Hart_Fisher. And you can find me on Facebook, too. I'm on there also. Otherwise, enjoy the pain.
and